body, the limbs used to fall off. That's what he used to do. Now what? Hoylech loy erev Pesach. Amulka shkin would go erev Pesach, eats a ray from the other doctor. V'choytchoy. And he would have the doctor cut off the limb. Ad shemaniach by kisara. Not cut off the arm completely, but let it be attached to drop. His worth is still attached. So therefore it's not tummy. The doctor didn't become tummy yet. But since the arm is still attached to drop, there's no tummy yet. Then, v'toych by bistira, he would get his arm stuck onto a thorn light. V'nimshach emenu, and he would pull his arm away, v'aloy, and then the arm would come off. And it comes out, no, he didn't touch the arm, so the person in Mukashkin is not tummy. And therefore, v'aloy oyster pischoy, he would do his Pesach at night. But oyster pischoy, there's Erev Pesach, and the doctor would also be able to bring his Korban Pesach. And he said, the answer back, Reinonu, or Reinonu, Shavron Kabachayma. The Madach by a man, that a man has tumor when he's alive, still calls him on the Aver attached to the body. He doesn't, the Aver is not Tomei, so by Behemah himself is not Makabal tumor when the Behemah is alive. So Pshita, that the Aver is not Tomei, calls him on it's attached, calls him on the arm. While the Aver is attached to the body, it doesn't become Tomei. See, Rashi says the reason why the Mukashkim did this was found they didn't look nice having the arms hanging. So he used to have it cut off before Pesach, since they went to Eilu Regal, so they wanted to look nice, so they'd have the arm cut off. But they did it in a way that nobody became Tomei. Not the doctor became Tomei, not they became Tomei. Tzad also, not the Mishnah Machshirin, ha-moichek yasa-krisha, somebody is like squashing krisha, a vegetable. V'yasoichet v'sarah, somebody is squeezing out the water from his hair. Or the ksusha, he has water in his jacket, and he's squeezing it out now. It says, Mashkesh Shabbatoich Enem B'chayitam. The water that's still sapped into the clothing, that's not B'chayitam, it's not called water yet. It's not Machsha Kabatuma. But Vayetzim Menu, the water that comes out, Harayim B'chayitam, Vayar B'chayitam, Yonicha, to get the water out of your hair, out of the beged, that water's called you want it, so that water now is Huchsha Kabatuma. And Omar Shmuel Ukrish Atzma, this vegetable itself, Huchsha, when you squeeze the water out of it, the water that one's coming out, it's mashed to the pre, lekabotuma. My time, what's the reason? Where's the water touching the pre? Bishas pre shememenu. When the water, you squeeze the water out of the pre, so when the water's coming out, it's also touching the pre. So at that second, the water is mashed to the pre, lekabotuma. Bishas pre shememenu hushra. For tomorrow, is that true? If you have tonight, we're going to our Mishnah. Erev Pesach, these mukah shchid, Erev Pesach, they went, Olaf Lolo Eitzel Roifa, they went to a doctor. And the doctor cut it off, but left the drop there. And then later, he would get his hand stuck onto a thorn and pull it off. So the question is, V'yamrit B'shas Prishosom, Huchshru, that when the water comes out of the beged, the last second when it's leaving the beged, it's cool like it's touching the beged, here also, when the mukah shchid has his arm pulled off, the second is coming off, it's cold like it's still touching his body. It's the second the arm comes off him, like the second it comes off, it's cold still attached to him. So like it's cold touching him. So that arm has tumas meis on it now. So it should be called touching the person. Just like you say, when the water comes out of his pre, the drops come out, it's still called touching the pre. So also, the aver now is still touching his body. So when it says no, to the Yom Rabbi Yosef, like Rabbi Yosef answers, but he tosses him mikol koichai. If you're pulling it with all your strength, and then you cut something, there's no connection there. If something is tight, it is not being pulled, stretched out, just it comes off slowly, then it's still called attached. But if you do it, if you have something stretched out, and then you cut it, so when something's stretched and you cut it, it pulls apart. That's not called contact. That's not called a negi at all. Here in the Mishnah means the mukesh shkin like arm is being pulled away. So when he pulls it, it pulls it, and his arm comes off, there's no attachment there. That's not called a negi. We'll soon see his case. That's what Rabbi Yosef said. Hokanam bin Yitazim kol koichi. Now, veichit mit Rabbi Yosef, we will learn Rabbi Yosef's halacha. Oh, this halacha. It says, Zav etal mace, the person to Zav, or else the person that touched the mace. Shoyim halchin, they were walking on the road. The yordu aleim gishamim, rain came on the clothing, on the hair. Safa pisha circle, even though they squeeze out the water. Bitzadeli nutzatach, let's say it's going into the bag, into the jacket. Say, squeeze out the water from the top of the bag to the bottom of the jacket. Tairim, that water is nothing. Since the water didn't come out yet, it's not hooks for kabutuma. Shein mechash fin ela sheyotsu. We only care about the water that comes out. Sheyotsu mikulun, the water that came out completely from the bag. Yotsu mikulun, when the water comes out of the bag, then a ray machshirin. Then that water is called water, and it's the mash of the kli lekabutuma. So, shein shavim ela yachas sheyotsu migufay. El sheyotsu mikulun, yotsu mikulun, haray machshirin. We're talking about now where you like spritzed out the water with all your strength. You have to be gross that the Shita says it. The case here was El Shiyotsu Mikulu means after the water leaves the Beged, then the water is Hukshla Kabotumma. But the Beged itself is not Hukshla, the Beged itself is not Tomei. So who you see I hear when the water left it, we do not consider like the water is touching the Beged. I, why not? We said I saw before the B'shas Prisha, when it's coming out, it's still touching the Beged. So the Yosef answers, here we're talking about now, you're like spritzing out the water, you're shaking out the water with all your strength. So when you're pulling out the water fast, then we say the water leaves the Beged, it's not called attached to the Beged anymore. Only if something comes out slowly, then the last drop that comes out is still called attached to the Beged. If you do something strong with strength, then it's not called attached. That's the Pharaoh's Talmud case, Mukashkin here also, where the guy is pulling off his arm with strength, like it snaps it off, that's not called a Megi at all. There it's not called attached at all, therefore it remains Torah. See the Mishnah, then it's the Mishnah by the Vioid, another question, Shaul Rabbi Kiva, he asked the most like this, what's going to be, HaShechet HeZvochim, Bachutz. Somebody took five different Kabbonis, and he shechet the Machutz outside the base of Migdash. Be'elam Achuz is one forgetting. She's over five averus of shchut echut, but one forgetting. Mahu. How many chatois is he chayiv now? Chayiv kolachas v'yachas, is chayiv five, or yachas akulim, one for all five. That was a shayla. Omri, they said back to him, leishman, this we did not hear. We did not hear clear the locha. Omri, b'shua said though, shemati, I heard like this, that bo'ichol mizevach echot, if somebody eats a carb from one carbon, me'heitam chuyim, the food was put into five different plates. Belamach was the one forgetting. Shuchai v'kolachas v'yachas. Mishamili is over in Isamila, five milas. He was nana from Hegdish, five different plates, even though it's all one avera. But since it's in five different plates, yodichai five chatois. If so, Yeshua says, V'royanisha d'vom kavachoyim, I have a kavachoyim now. The madach over here, it's like one behemoth, and yichai five chatois. So in your case of the Kivu, you shechted five different kabonas bachutz, avadi b'chayit five chatois. Rabbi Shimon said back, no. Rabbi Shimon loikach. That's not the pshat shol of Kivu. That wasn't the Kivu shal altogether. Because by he learns in that case pshit yonichayiv once one. Ela rather the Kivu meant yes like this. Ela boichol noiser mechamisha zvochim. He ate noiser. The korban was left over from five different kabonas. Belamachas mau. Chayiv akas akulam, or yichav akulachas v'yachas, because there are five different behemoths, there are five different noises. Omulo, they said back to him, Lo Shemana, we did not hear this clearly. Only Bishua said back, yes. Shemati heard like this, that v'yachim mezevach echot, somebody eats from one carbon, they tamchim in five different plates, v'elamach was the one forgetting, shuchav akulachas v'yachas, he's chayiv five different chatois, mishamil is over the yistamil, he's being dana from Hegdish. He saw Roy Anisha, the Roman Kavachayma, he also saw Kavachayma. Madach dear. That's a question of thing. The fact you had more from the Eastern, that's Mechayev you. But Shekin here, we stand Shech Tachut, maybe since the Mike is one of Vera, but Helamecha, maybe you're Nechayev one. So Mechayev says, rather, I'm a rather kach sholu. This is what the Bekidi asked the question. Somebody eats from an Issa Mesa, or Mechomish Svochen, from five different Kabbalahs, Belamachas, and once again, now, what's Belochom? Chayiv Becholachas Viachas is the Chayiv, each one a separate Chatois, or Yachas Akulim, since it's Belamachas, once again, the one Avera, is on the Chayiv one Chatis. That was what the Kiv Shailah. On this, only where the Chomer said back, where Shemana would not hear clearly, only where Bishuva said, Shemati heard like this, that the Yerucham is Zedek Echor, somebody from one carbon, Mechamisha and Tamchuyim, from five different plates, five different ways of eating it, five different, let's say, dishes. One was roasted, one was boiled. Then the machas are once again, shechaytuch machas viachas. Mishum mila, he's over this mila. Thou eats from this, he's over this mila, five milas. And so on this, v'hoyani had v'en shekabuchayma. Ayyir ha-kabuchayma, he had to say that yechayim if he eat from mace of five different kabonas. Oman is zebech echod. Shang is a mechlokim, it's only one carbon. Chayim v'cholachas viachas, it said eat from five different tamchuyim. Yechai five chatoyis, mishum tamchuyim, mechlokim, because I call upon the plates. Make it separately, is so here. And your shayla of chamisha zvokim was five different zvokim. They go from mechlokim, a different mechlokim, the different behemis, where kol shchein, that for sure yechai five chatoyis. On this note, Amir Rabbi Shimon, Shimon said back, Lei Kach Shoy, that's not the way he asked the question. El B'yoychol, Mizeb Echechonos, Noistam Echemish Zvokim. Well, he's not supposed to go, so this is a repetition of what we just said. We just said the Shal was, El B'yoychol, Noistam Echemish Zvokim, Behenem Achas, Now, Chayav Kolach, Achayav Achas, Akunam Achayav Kolach Zvokim. On the Lele Shemano, Rabbi Shuremam, Shemat, if Yoychol, Mizeb Echechon, Echemish Tamchuyim, Shechayav Kolach Zvokim, Mishumilo, Rehenya, Sabrom, Kavachayim. This is a repetition. We just said before, this is rather the way you should learn the Shiloh, but this type is with a good proof. But some of our Achilles over here, they're both Nena, and so we hold here from one Zevach, Yechayim, five Chatoyim, because the five different Tamchuyim, Pshutim, it's five different Tamchuyim, also Yechayim, five Chatoyim. Omele Rebbe Kiva, Im Halokha Mekabalit, what he's saying is Halokha Mekabalit, but if not, he says, I have a true, aggressive question, and came on that Meister from Mila. So the question is, Kibna Rabbi Yeshua Lehet Shuvah Rabbi Kiva Olay. Was Rabbi Yeshua Mekabel the Kasha Rabbi Kiva asked, or was he chosen to say, Kibna Nab Meisa Femila, or not? So Toshma coming here. The Tani went like this. Ochal Heicha Tichos Meisa Mezevech Echa. Somebody eats five different pieces of Meisa from one carbon. Nela Machas one forgetting. The Chamisha Tamchum, five different plates, five different ways of eating it, like one was roasted, one was cooked, one was boiled. And the maybe the chatz tzachas. You want to bring one chatzis? The aloi hoidish lem, if you do not know if you have a suffix whether you did the chet altogether or not. And the maybe a lashem toli, you only ask if you want to bring one lashem toli. What's going to be mechamisha tamchuyim bechamisha lemis? You eat from five different plates and five different figurines. Then shita maybe chatzor is a kolachas viachas. Each one is kind of separate chatzis. And therefore if you have a suffix whether you did the chet or not. The aloi hoidish lem, maybe Hashem Tolu bring Hashem Tolu Akolachas Viachas. What's going to be Mehez Dvorchim Behele Mechas? It's Chad Akolachas Viachas. Rabbi Yosef Yehudu Weimer Afilu Ochlu Heicha Tichos. He ate five different pieces. Mehez Dvorchim five different carbonus Behele Mechas. And Chad Akolachas Viachas. Since it's only one Chet and it's Behele Mechas, you only Chayv one even though it's good for Mechlokim. The Asvekim, you have a suffix whether you did the Chet altogether or not. And maybe a Lashem Toli Achas, you only have one Lashem Toli. Why? Because Klaus Shadova, the Klaus is like this. That Kol Shechalukim Mechatois, anytime the Chiluk Aveira is Mechaibi to bring a different Chatois, so we have a Sophic where he did the Chet, it's Chalukim B'Yashomis. Aval Hei Chatichos Dei Tamchuyim, Mizevach Echod, Lefnei Zerikas Domin, Avila Bela Machas, is Chayim Kolachas V'Yachas Mishum Mila. If you eat what Aval Hei Chatichos, five different pieces, in five different plates on one carbon, and if you did not let Nei Zerikas Nisim Mila on it, and even though it's one forgetting, Yechayv Kolachas Viachas Mishum Mila, because the Chum of Mila, Yechayv each one separately. So when I said, but Mila while snake, and maybe Yechim Tovah, like a term that we did not learn. So man, who's this girl like? You know, Rebbe Kiva listed not me safe from, that snake and maybe Yechim Tovah. That man, Rebbe Kiva, Mechayv Kolachas Viachas Mishum Mila, Yechim Tovah. And Allah, because of course, Gabi Yeshuahi, Otani Behei Halamis, maybe Yechatez. Shamina Kibri Minei, Master was Makabala from him. Master Yeshua was Makabala from Rebbe Kiva. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue with what we'll start over this message again on the next day. Yeah, really, we're holding the Altez sign on Aleph. We'll just start over again from the last Mishnah. And I'll tell you over the Mishnah says that this again, that the Oy Sholu Rabbi Kiva, Kiva has a question like this. Ha Shoichet Hei Zvochem Machutz.
Somebody shared five kabonis bachutz. Belo machas is one forgetting. Mahu, how many chatois is he chayiv? Chayiv a kolachas fiachas for every zevach he shechted, or yachas takulum since it's all behelam echad. It's a one forgetting. As a shal, do you go bosa five different gufim, or since it's one avera belo machas? Is omulay tachum said back to him, loy shemanu, we didn't hear this. And this omul b'shu b'shu says back, no shemati, I did hear. I heard like this. That b'yoichum is zevach echad, if a person needs from one korban, we'll see later on the Gemara exactly what does heitam chuyim mean. Five different dishes, like whether it was cooked, broiled. Bela machas, one forgetting. Shuchay bekolachas viachas mishumilo. He's over nis the milu. He's been nena from Hegdish. He's over five chatoyis even though really it's from one korban. The Sefer Bishuva says b'roi yanish at grom kavachoyim it's a kavachoyim here. They say that by your case with five different kabonis, avad yichayiv five different chatoyis. On this, Rav Shimon says, "Loi kach shalav akiva." No, this was not the shayla, because if that was the shayla, the answer is not a good answer, like we'll see in the Gemara. Elo rather, Rav Akiva shayla is like this: Elo b'yoichol noiser meichom mizvachim. A person ate from five different kabbonis. He ate noiser. There's five different kabbonis that were left overnight, and he ate his eyes from each one of them. Elo machas and one forgetting ma. What's the locha? Chayiv achas hakulam or yichayiv akolachas viachas. Is Omrila, and this Chum said back again, Lo Shemana, we didn't hear. Omri Bishur, Bishur says back, yes, Shemati, I heard that Boichum is Zevachet, somebody eats from one korban, Beitam Chuyim, five different plates, five different dishes, Bela Machas, one forgetting, Shuchai Bechalachas, Vachas, Mishumila, he's over like five Chatzafai, five Ashamilas, five different Averis, even less from one korban. If so, Rabbi Yeshua says, V'roi ani yaisi shadron kavachon al kavachayim here. That madach here, where it's one korban, yichayi five chatoy, five ashamis, savad in your case, yichayi five. Omelor of Akiva Kiva says, in malach and kavach, it's a malach lamesh yusin like, if that's malach, I'll be mekavach to say yichayi. But yin ladin, if you're making a svara kavachayim here, yes, tshuva, I have a question on your kavachayim and your svara. Omelor, if Yeshua said back to him, hoshev answer, Omer, he said like this, by milah, the three chumris. First of all, the one that feeds somebody else is chayiv, even though he doesn't have honor himself. The one that's moisty at mehegdish. The one that gives out hanor, the one who receives hanor. And tzirif as tamilah zman ruba. If you eat the milah a little bit now, a little bit later, you have hanor. A little bit now, a little bit later, you chayiv. Marchein kain by nois, you don't have this. Tiyama b'nois is shein b'yachas melo by nois, you don't have these halachas. You have to eat the kezayis, but then the chayachinus pras, and only the ones that eat it, not the one that feeds it. So you see that chum is over milo, so Mekiva says, I will not learn out milo, I will not learn out noisa from milo. Now the Gemara says, my kashalu Rabbi Shimon, what was bothering Rabbi Shimon? Shimon said, loy kach sholu. The first shalu we had in the Mishnah was, that Mekiva asked to be shecht five zavachim machutz, b'chayiv, and Rabbi Shimon said that wasn't the shayla. So what was bothering Rabbi Shimon? So more zochik l'kashilei. Ma rai l'shoichet miyichol. What's the proof to say Rabbi Kiva to shayla if you shecht five chatoyis pachutz? See, brought him back a rai Rabbi Shua if you eat. So ma lo oichol shekeinena. By oichol we eat from these five. He answered him back to Rabbi Shua and said, "Bizeverech beitam chuy mechay five milas." Over there, though, the aver was done through nena. Maybe that's why, since it's five different anos, yichayiv. But over here, it's one maitse shchita. Maybe you only chayiv once. So you can't bring a proof from nena to a maitse shchita. Ela right there, Rabbi Shimon learns kach shalu. This was Rabbi Kiva shayla. What's going to be ha'oichon noisem yichamisha zvachim? Somebody eats noisem for five different kabonis. Bela machas of one forgetting mao. Chayiv b'cholachas v'yachas v'yachayiv each one separately yachas akulon. Or melo, and this should be sure to sit back. Leishman didn't hear clearly. Or the Chacham said that. Or Rabbi Shua, Bishua says, yes, Shemati heard b'yechol mizabechach mechamisha tamchuyim b'yelamech ashchay v'kolachas v'yachas mishumilu that you are chayiv separately for each achila. For Roy Yenish at the Brom Kabuchayim, Rabbi Shua says, al the Kabuchayim, ma mizabechir from one korban shein gufa mechlokal are not different behemoths chayiv v'kolachas v'yachas for each eating yichayiv mishum tamchuyim mechulokim because each one's a different plate. It was cooked differently. If so, in Rabbi Kiva's case, Chamisha Zvachim, there are five different kabonis. Shegufa Machokim, a different korbin. Lekoshkin, the Vida Kazais Naisa, from each one of them, that Yechai, five chatois. On this, Amram Shimon Shin sends back with three Nagaristis, But we have the gears of Hashem lekach shalu and lebiyechum mizadrechum mizadneisa elmechem miyokai v'rachas gomer v'chad gomer v'melmer. So I did not garis this. This we have before. Mishuos mati bechem melmer v'zuchai yevuna garis this. But Korban, that's the way Rabbi Shimon was a garis that Yevaki v'shaila was by an oichel. The person eats from five different kabbonis, a kazayis neisa from each one of them. He is with a belamacha to v'zuchai one of five. Yevishu answered back and said yes. Just like you see, if you eat from Mila, if you eat from one carbon, five different tamchui, nechai, five katois, here also. On this, the Gemara says, Omul Rabbi Kibri Kiri said back, Im halacha mekabel. If it's halacha, be mekabel. But if not, I have a tshuva bedover. Now the Gemara says, well, Omul Rabbi Kibra, Im halacha mekabel. Kibri said, if it's halacha, I'll accept it. But if it's a svara, that's Rabbi Kibra's svara, that Mila is different. Mila, there's a chumra that if you give it out to somebody else, you even chayiv. Mashenke nice for some of you yourself eat it. So the question is, the Gemara says, Kibla Rabbi Yeshua lahot shuvah merikiva loy. Did Rabbi Yeshua accept now this answer that Rabbi Kiva said? That Rabbi Yeshua also should say, if somebody eats from five different kabonis or chayas of nice with one forgetting, he's only chayiv one chatis? Or is he chayiv? No, five chatois. So Moses Tashma coming in, the time learned like this. Ochalei chatichah, somebody eats five pieces of noisim, mizevachach from one carbon, be'elomach was the one forgetting, be'chamisha tamchuyim, if it's in five different plates, meaning this, from one carbon you had noisim, but one tizayis was roasted, one was boiled, one was fried, so it says, ain't the navy elachatzachas, you only have to bring one chatis. Be'alei hoidishalem, let's say you're not sure you ate it all together, ain't the navy elachim toli echad, you only have to bring one oshim toli. What's going to be though? Mechamisha tamchuyim, bechamisha lamas. Let's say from five different plates, but five different forgettings. Then the churb shita maybe chatas a kolachas viachas. Then about you bring five separate chatoyes, because since you knew in between each one's a separate maisa, the yediyas is mechalik. V'yalei hoydish lehem. Let's say each time you was mesupik, you had a doubt whether you did the avera, whether you ate it all together or not. So maybe yoshim tola kolachas viachas. So far it's good. What's going to be though? Mehez vachim. It says he ate noiser from five different kabbonis. Mehez vachim. Helamach is one forgetting. It says clearly chayiv akolachas biyachas. Yichayiv. I'm not saying gerus yichayiv. If Yosef Yehuda Weimer afilu ochal heicha tichos. I think the sheet says you're not gerus this middle part. Just Reb Yosef begerus here. Reb Yosef Yehuda Weimer that afilu ochal heicha tichos mehez vachim. The person ate five pieces of noisa from five different kabbonis. The elamach was the one forgetting. The din is ainin maybe elachatasachas. You only have to bring one chatis. So who do you see this? This Rabbi Kiva svara. The al sveik, if you have a doubt whether he ate the chatis or whether he ate the noisa altogether, ainin maybe elashim toli. You only have to bring one ashim toli. Klol shadav. What's the klal? That kol shechalukim bechatoyis. Anytime you have to bring different chatoyis, chalukim bashamis. If you have a doubt whether you did the aver or not, you have to bring a different oshim toli. Avol hei chatichas beit tamchuyim. If you had five pieces in five different plates, mizevach echad lefnei zrikas damim, before you made the zrikas damim, mean there's nisa milu involved. Even though you're kaying before zrika, you can't eat from the korban. So there's a nisa milu involved. Here it says afilu belamach, even one forgetting, even though what avol hei chatichas beit tamchuyim, it was from one korban. There's five different pieces. Chayav kolachas v'yachas mishum mila. That's who this Rabbi Yeshua swore in the Mishnah. That by mila, we're more machmir to say by mila that yichayif each eating a separate chatas, even though it's from one korbin. But mila is more lechumra. So that's what this brisa says. This brisa says even though by mila yichayif five, but by eating from noister it says it was from five different kabbonis. It says yoni chayif one. So lechumra, this brisa now the ilu al sveika maybe yoshim.